this trip is the first without your mother.
Yes.
And tell me how that is right now.
Well, for me, I feel like she's here in spirit. You know, it's still kind of, losing her is still very fresh in our minds. And so there's a part of me that thinks that, oh, she's just late to the party. but other times I thought, well, you know, she would have wanted us to continue working with the City of San Antonio and the Parks Foundation, now the Breckenridge Park Conservancy, to, you know, continue to restore different parts of the garden. My grandfather was a painter, and after this house was built and his family moved in, he had painted the Four Seasons in, and placed them in the ceiling. So that's how this all came about. So during the war, when my grandmother and my mother's family were ousted, when it opened back up, the paintings weren't there. So they disappeared somewhere between the war and the start of the restorations. Through the stories that my mother and her sisters would tell, they said they were the Four Seasons, but nobody has any pictures of them. Nobody can recall exactly what they looked like. And so we keep asking the question. So hopefully someday we'll recover them. But in the meantime, they commissioned my sister, the San Antonio Parks Foundation commissioned my sister to do her rendition of the Four Seasons.
As you look across here and you see all the people and admiring the beauty of this place, what comes to your mind?
I'm just happy that it's so beautiful. It's such a beautiful place that so many people enjoy and continue to enjoy. As I have stated to many friends, it's so nice that generations come and keep coming back. You hear so many stories. Every time we're here, we talk to visitors, and they say, oh, yeah, I remember coming here when I was little. My parents would bring us here for a picnic on the weekends, and now they're bringing their children. And it's so nice to see it continue and to realize that we've been able to continue having it as a public venue where families can come and enjoy the beauty.
The entrance still says Chinese Tea Garden. Is there any push from your family to maybe get that change back?
You know, we would enjoy that. I don't think we're pushing for it necessarily. It's part of the history of the Japanese Tea Garden. Because during the war, my grandmother and the children were removed. They still remained in San Antonio. It was so nice that the Methodist Church helped them find a place to live. And the Wu family moved in. And thus the Torii Gate in the front was changed to Chinese Tea Garden. But it's part of the history. The Wus were part of the Japanese Tea Garden as well. And what we were discussing is it might be nice to have more of a timeline so there's an explanation, because many people say, well, I came to the Japanese Tea Garden, but I see the entrance says Chinese Tea Garden, so they're confused. So it'd be nice to, you know, have a timeline, maybe someplace in the house displayed, so they understand the history of why that gate is there.
Is the Jingu family going to keep playing a role in San Antonio?
Absolutely. You know, you can't walk away from your family history, especially when it's this fabulous. And we want to play a part as long as the City of San Antonio and the foundations will keep us involved. We definitely want to play a part because it's what our ancestors would have wanted.